Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Bruce. I just wanted to call in and tell you about an experience of mine. I've been listening for probably about a month now, trying to catch up. But my story takes place about when I was around 15 years old, and it was me, my brother, my sister, and my stepbrother at the time, and my mom and her husband were offered the opportunity to take care of a property and turn it into a bed and breakfast up in the mountains. So a very ideal looking place, the place was set up perfectly for it. The area was beautiful. And just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of this place, if you walked in and you turned to the right, there was this little area with a fireplace, and then a chapel behind that, and then right in front of you was the kitchen, and then to the left was a study area that led into the bedroom. And all the bedrooms were lined up, one right after another. If you sit at the doorway and all the doors were open, you could look down the hallway and see each day. So my parents had this opportunity given to them by a friend whose relative owns this place. And so our job was to help them get it ready during that summer. And I had not been there as long as my brother and my sister had, so they'll probably have more stories than I could ever tell you. But this place was just very creepy. From the outside looking in, it was very nice. It was very ideal for a bed and breakfast. But once you got inside, you could just really tell that there was something that just was not nice. It was not a nice presence. The background and history of some of this stuff was just very creepy. The relative that had owned this place beforehand was an older woman who was just not, she was not a nice person from what I had gathered. She had several dogs that were just in very poor health that would drag themselves along the corners of the house, leaving trails of fur. We had to clean lots and lots of fur up off the corners of the walls because they would just rub themselves up against it, not really sure what was wrong with them. But once they passed away, she would have them buried in the back. And being in the mountains, there were a lot of wild animals, and particularly bears would come, and they would dig up these bodies, which disturbed these graves, which just added to the environment and the feeling that you got from the house. So my brother and my sister and I were just kind of being kids, walking around, looking at this property. It was the first time I had been there, kind of helping around. And if you walked into the chapel area, you just got this really, really creepy just vibe. And we were really into, like, the paranormal and just very interested in that type of stuff from a young age. So for us, it was just an interesting place to be and explore. And this property just sat really abandoned. I'm not sure what happened to the lady, but if you walked into the chapel, you could see there was dust everywhere. The pews were all dirty, but everything just looked very, very old. And it was just a very creepy sense that you got when you walked into this area. And I never really wanted to go back into that area once I had been there. So I tried to avoid the chapel as much as possible. there were a couple of different buildings that were around this house where it just seemed like as stuff collected within the house, everything just got piled into these older buildings. And then these buildings just ended up decaying and everything got destroyed. And so we would have to go through these buildings and see what we could find that was salvageable. There was a lot of old things, just very old cars, just very old material. So I'm sure there was a lot of just items that had some energy left along with them. In addition to this, the presence of this older lady being in this house and these dogs whose graves had been disturbed. So the first night that I'm sleeping, I am told that I could sleep in one of the rooms that was to be turned into a bed and breakfast. And so I got to sleep in the room that was closest to the house. There were three of them. And as I said, you could look down the hall into each one of the rooms if each one of the doors was open. And each one of the rooms had a window that would peer out to the backyard. And the backyard wasn't very lit. Like I said, this was a mountain, so there wasn't a whole lot of lighting that would light up the backyard. So I stay in this room. And I've always kind of felt as though that I could sense things, not that I am sensitive, but just that I can sense whenever something is around, a little more than somebody else could. So I'm in this room, and not sure if it was just the power of persuasion that got me just really creeped out, or if it was just my imagination. I've experienced sleep paralysis times before, and it always freaks me out every single time that I do. But this is probably the second time that I could remember it from a younger age. And I'm sleeping in this room. It's pitch black. As you can imagine, being a teenager, this is a paranormal. You kind of just build yourself up thinking of all the creepy stuff that could happen. And I'm sleeping in this bed, and the bed is facing the door that leads to the other rooms. In all of these rooms, the doors are open because we have painted them all. We wanted all of the rooms to be able to air out, and my room was the last one that was going to be painted that I was sleeping in. So all these doors are open, and I'm sleeping in pitch black. My brother and sister and my mom and her husband are all sleeping in the main house because they had been sleeping there for the whole summer, and I'm either in the middle of falling asleep, I've already been asleep, I'm not quite sure exactly what it was, but all of a sudden, I can feel that sleep paralysis take hold. And every time that I felt the sleep paralysis take hold, something always takes over me in the sense that I am absolutely fearful. I feel like something is in the room with me. I feel as though something is happening, and this happens almost every single time that I have sleep paralysis, and I've only had it a few times. But every single time has been this absolute, just overwhelming sense of fear. Not because I can't move, but because of how dark the room gets when I am in this state. So the room is already pretty dark, and I get this feeling I'm laying in bed and I can't move. And the light is shining through, it's the moon, it's coming through the window, and it's shining onto the bed, and I am able to clearly, but everything else is just pitch black. And I get this overwhelming fear that someone is in the room with me. And this fear lingers, and then it goes away, and I go back to sleep. And since then, I didn't want to go back to the house. I didn't want to stay there for very long. Like I said, I avoided the chapel as much as possible, and it just seemed like everywhere that you went in this house when it was dark was just this overwhelming sense of just fear that something was watching you, something was following you, something was there. After a while, we ended up not being there. It ended up being a situation where it didn't work out. I don't know if there was a problem with the construction of this place or what was going on, but a lot of really bad things ended up happening after that. There were a lot of personal issues that took place. There were a lot of issues that happened within my family. There were a lot of issues that happened with the relative that was trying to get the bed and breakfast going. And I'm not sure if it was just the place itself or it was just during that time period that there were a lot of negative things that were going on in people's lives. But I do attribute a lot of negative just behavior and attitudes that blossomed from that experience being attributed to the house, because we've got pets that have been disturbed, that haven't been taken care of very well during their life, and then after their death, they're not taken care of well. And then this woman that just absolutely was mean. I mean, I can't get the full story about what was wrong with her, but she was just not a very nice person. And you could just really feel that. And I think just being there, changing things around, adding paint to the walls, moving things about, whatever energy was there just didn't like us being there. There were a lot of times when we would hear things and we couldn't explain it. There were times when I would think that I saw something out in the backyard and then he wasn't there. I had a lot of just negative dreams about this place, about my family, and just out-of-body experiences that took place. And just overall, it was just a very negative feeling. So once we were able to get away from it, and a lot of people kind of went through their phases and went through everything that went on in their own personal lives, I think that really helped to get further and further away from this place and this location. And it was a good thing that it was so far away up in the mountains. It wasn't somewhere that we would just pass on a regular basis where we could be reintroduced to that negative energy. I'm sorry my story kind of rambled on, but I just kind of wanted to get it all out there and just give you guys a taste of what I had experienced. I'll try to see if I can get my siblings to give me some more information about their experiences and try to pass that along to you guys. But I love your show. Really excited to have found you guys. Hoping to become an EVP soon. But just wanted to share my story, so thank you for listening. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
The best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.